This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And it's time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hawkeye Steel, located at exit 44 off Interstate 55 at Mount Olive in White City, is now open Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Visit them about metal sidings for roofs, sidewall, and interior liners, miscellaneous surplus items such as shelving, air compressors, and more. They also are a steel warehouse for angles, channels, flats, pipe, tubing, and more. Come see their portable cattle sheds. They can custom make livestock buildings to your specifications. Call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
There's been a lot of changes in farming over the years, but at Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our commitment to farming and its way of life has never changed. Our products and services are a good fit because we understand the importance you place on your family and your farming operation. If it's the security of a long-term fixed-rate real estate loan, the flexibility of a one-year product, or one of our operating lines of credit, Farm Credit provides the products you want with the service you deserve. As a farmer-owned financial cooperative, Farm Credit has been serving farmers for generations. Whether we're in an office or on the farm, our commitment is the same. Dependable, constructive products and services designed for the way you farm. When you're looking for a lender that cares as much about you as you do your farm, look for Farm Credit of Illinois. You can find us online at fcsillinois.com or at 800-444-FARM. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financial needs.
10 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Bish.
Thanks, Randy. Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, $6.50 and 3/4, down 8 1/4. September corn, $5.75, down 8 1/2. December corn, $37.50, down 13 1/4. July soybeans were $15.40 and 3/4, up 1/4. August soybeans, $14.45 and 1/4, down 5 1/2. November soybeans, $13.14 and 1/4, down 12 3/4. July wheat, $6.83, down 13 3/4. September wheat, $6.91, down 14. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Tuesday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were higher late Tuesday afternoon. Yesterday's crop progress report showed slow planting progress in some major states, along with the five-day weather forecast that is expecting another inch or more rain in key producing states combined to push grain prices higher. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 9 to 14 cents higher at 687 to 707. Soybeans are up mostly 22 to 30 cents at 1526 to 1545. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 8 to 11 cents higher at 682 to 699. Soybeans are up 18 to 29 cents at 1551 to 1570. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 9 to 12 cents higher at 685 to 708. Soybeans are up 24 to 30 cents at 1554 to 1589. Wheat closed mostly 5 to 8 cents higher at 675 to $7. Illinois soybean processors placed their cash soybean bids 24 to 34 cents higher at 1575 to $16. Basis levels were mixed at 35 to 60 cents over the July. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered $15.10 higher at $4.95.40 to $5.05.40, with basis levels unchanged at 32 to 45 over July. Illinois corn price processor cash bids were up 9 1/2 cents at 6.99 1/2 to 7.09 1/2, with basis levels unchanged at 40 to 50 over the July. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 9 1/2 cents higher at 7.04 1/2 to 7.16 1/2, with basis levels unchanged at 45 to 57 over the July. Soybean bids are up 31 to 33 cents at 1563 to 1572, with the basis levels up 2 to 4 cents at 23 to 31 cents over July. Wheat prices were 4 to 5 cents higher at 692 to 699, with basis levels mixed at 4 under to 2 over July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market mostly 9 cents higher at 704 to 722. These elevators raised their soybean bids 29 cents at 1569 to 1578. Wheat was mostly 7 cents higher at 715 to 716. Milo was up 9 cents at 678 to 679. Cash bids to producers for fall delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. Fall shell corn bids range 517 to 528. Fall delivery soybean contracts were offered at 1288 to 1313. In central Illinois, fall delivery shell corn contracts range from 520 to 537. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from 1297 to 1315. In the southern part of the state, fall delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 526 to 538. Fall delivery soybean contracts range from $13 to $13.17. This is John Ray reporting.
Now we have the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 120.15, down 17 cents. August live cattle, 119.52, down 17 cents. December live cattle, 125.57, up 10 cents. August feeder cattle were 145.92, up $1.25. September feeder cattle, 147.92, up $1.12. November feeder cattle, 150.52, up $1.17. June lean hogs are 195, up 67 cents. July lean hogs, 99.17, up 2 cents. December lean hogs, 81.65, up 80 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $2.45 higher in a range of $92 to $104, with a weighted average carcass price of $96.29. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds are 45 to 50. The 4 to 5 weights, 47 to 53. The 5 to 550 weights, 51 to 54, and 550 and up, 52 to 56. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points traded a dollar higher with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 66 to 69. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 9,866 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 124 and on a dress basis traded at 193.50. And the heifers on a live basis traded at 124.50 to 127. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 388 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded at $99.30, and that was $1.38 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $202.99, and that was 19 cents lower, with select carcasses at $184.16, and that was 72 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 125,000, which compared to 124,000 last week and 127,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402,000, which compared to 407,000 last week and 393,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now time for your grain prices from Hog Inc. Incorporated for Greenville and Scottsdale. June corn delivered to Greenfield was $6.96. July corn delivered to Greenfield was also $6.96. June and July corn delivered to Scottsdale was $6.88. June beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville were $15.58. And July beans delivered to Greenville or Scottsville were $15.45. Their pre-opening prices, again, are $6.96 for corn at Greenfield. Corn at Scottsville is $6.88. Beans at Greenfield or Scottsville are $15.58, and wheat at Scottsville is $6.69. Thank you for tuning in to part one of your morning farm show. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you, Angela. It's 19 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Farming's a challenging business, and this spring's wet weather isn't making it any easier. M&M Service Company's agronomy team is knowledgeable about every aspect of modern crop production, from precision farming technologies to seed selection and custom application. They know your operation and practices and will bring the right product, service, and right advice to your farm. Don't let wet weather and a slow spring put you behind. Call your local M&M Service Company office today. Find out how your agronomy team is there to help. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Across mid-Illinois for today, partly cloudy, cooler, high temperatures in the low 80s with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 80s. And your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, cloudy skies with a day-to-day chance of showers. Low temperatures in the low 60s, highs in the mid-80s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have 76 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. And we'll rejoin WSMI's Angela Besh in 1 minute.
Asgrow soybeans have hung in there strong year after year. Whether you are switching corn acres to soybeans or just haven't ordered your soybean seed yet, consider Asgrow on your farm this season.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 4232.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
Local Southern Illinois farmers plant Asgrow soybeans.
Contact your local Asgrow dealer today.
Don't buy a vehicle till you have the right price. The right price.
Get the 2013 Ford F-150 XLT 4x4 Super Crew with V8 power pedals at the right price of $31,902.
The right vehicle for the right price from the right family.
Hey, Justin Peoples from Rod Automotive. Do you need service on your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, truck, Jeep, Lincoln, or Ford? You'll find factory authorized technicians at Wright Automotive. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
Thanks for tuning in to part two of your morning farm show. Today, Bex Hybrid is hosting a plot day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at address 6019 Cedar Street in Bethalto. We talked with John Zeb of Bex Hybrids about this event.
We'll have two of our agronomists, Jonathan Perkins and Jason Webster from Central Illinois PFR, and we will be applying late season nitrogen to some early corn that was planted the 4th of April. We have a Hagee sprayer with a high clearance nitrogen toolbar for late season nitrogen application. This Hagee machine is also equipped with optric sensors, so we can actually sense the chlorophyll rating in the hybrid and then apply nitrogen as needed.
Those who attend the plot day get to do more than just watch.
We're also going to be offering rides, so if the guys would like to climb up in the cab and ride in the buddy seat and take a look at this machine, it's very unique. I'd never seen one until a year ago when I started working with Bex Hybrids, and it's something new we're doing. It's a field trial. We're doing several studies over a field to look and see what the optimum nitrogen rate is.
Once again, the time for that plot day is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at address 6019 Cedar Street in Bethalto. We talked with Bill Brink from M&M Service Company about the crops and crop conditions he's seen in the area.
The corn looks great. The corn is in the 3 to 4 leaf stage. Looks very good. I just wish I could have made that statement about a month ago. But the population looks good. It's growing well. The soybeans were just planted several days ago. Dug it up. There's just a little bit of a sprout there. So just 2 or 3 days ago, they were planted. I was a little bit disappointed in what I saw in the wheat field from a week ago. Tremendous amount of scab out there in the field, which leads me to believe, obviously, that the field was not treated with the fungicide. But a lot of scab out there, which is not surprising given the weather conditions that we've had recently.
Brink also talked about how the rains have created a troublesome soil environment for the growing crops.
It's just a very crusted, hard soil that lacks oxygen, and of course our recommendation is to get out there as soon as possible. Unfortunately, some of these guys are going to be wanting to side dress nitrogen anyway, so they're going to be going out and stirring up the soil a little bit and trying to trying to improve the structure of that soil in the top 6 inches. And I think once they do that, I was talking to a farmer yesterday, and he said he did that a year ago or so, and he said there was a dramatic improvement, which is pretty obvious, once we stir the soil up and get this oxygen exchange with these plants.
Thanks for tuning in to your morning farm show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besch.
Part two of the morning farm show brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.